The former United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mary Robinson, is to argue in a speech today that the threat of climate change is a human rights issue. Mrs. Robinson will claim that the poorest communities face a disproportionate threat from global warming, something that's morally unjustifiable and thus a human rights issue. She is to urge concerted international action on the issue of climate change.
Mary Robinson, the former United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, will today claim that climate change is a human rights issue. Speaking in London, she's expected to say that climate change represents a global injustice. Roger Harabin reports.
Mary Robinson will say in a lecture today that the world needs to pull together on the issue of climate change, as it did on the eradication of smallpox, or the banning of the chemicals that destroyed the ozone layer. She'll say that unless we exert such concerted action, the poorest communities which contributed least to the problem face a future filled with uncertainty and increased threat to their lives. This, she says, is morally unjustifiable and clearly delineates climate change as a human rights issue. She'll particularly blame the United States and Australia for what she calls their failure to live up to the clear moral obligation of signing up to the Kyoto Protocol on climate. But leaders of both these nations have said they're not prepared to impose costs on their own economies while uncertainties persist about the predicted damage from global warming.
Roger Harabin.